Good morning. It's Monday, August 2nd. I'm Travis Dyke, and this is the Daily Six on the COIN Podcast Network. Fire crews tackling the Bootleg Fire in Southern Oregon, making major progress over the weekend. That fire is now 84% contained. That's up from 53% last Friday morning. Fire officials say light rain was a major factor in gaining so much ground on the flames. All evacuation orders in Klamath County have been lifted. The United States is seeing a sharp rise in COVID cases and hospitalizations as the more contagious Delta variant continues to spread. The CDC says nearly half of the U.S. population is fully vaccinated, but Dr. Anthony Fauci says about 100 million unvaccinated Americans are fueling this current outbreak. Health experts strongly recommend wearing masks until enough people are vaccinated or we reach herd immunity levels. The Oregon Health Authority is projecting that we could see nearly 1,200 new COVID-19 cases each day by mid-August. They say cases have quadrupled over the last 3 weeks. As of Friday, there were less than 300 hospitalizations with 97 COVID patients in the ICU. Both numbers have nearly doubled as of Monday morning. Doctors say the surge could potentially impact care for those who do not have COVID. And Congress was unable to quickly pass legislation to extend the ban on evictions, putting 3 million Americans at risk of being kicked out of their homes. Over the weekend, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called on the Biden administration to immediately extend the nationwide eviction moratorium through October 18th. The Supreme Court previously ruled to end the ban at the end of July. Overnight, the Senate unveiled a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bipartisan measure could be passed within days. He kept the senators in a rare weekend session to finish up their work. The plan, which is a key part of President Biden's agenda, calls for major investments in roads, bridges, airports, and public transit. And Simone Biles is hitting the competition floor once again at the Olympic Games. USA Gymnastics saying Biles and Suni Lee will both compete in the balance beam final Tuesday. Biles sat out for the team all-around competition in 4 individual event finals, citing her mental health. Be sure to check out all of the great content on the COIN Podcast Network by visiting COIN.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Talk to you tomorrow.